what that means for the average internet user is basically we'll be going from the current naming space, which is your familiar .com, .org, .edu extensions, along with the country codes like .uk, .fr, .ch, to virtually a limitless domain name space. So really, the sky's the limit in terms of what the applicants want to apply for. If they think there's going to be, you know, a significance for internet users in having a sort of specific piece of internet real estate that means something, and then they'll be able to sell second level domains in that space. So you could have, for example, pizza.nyc or you know, username.brand. So really, the sky's the limit, and you know, it's an interesting process that holds a lot of possible promise for, you know, changing the way we find things online. And of course, you know, how this all interplays with social networks and search engines is anybody's guess, and that'll develop over time.
What is the World Intellectual Property Organization's concerns over the new ICANN naming system?
I think looking back in the rearview mirror a little bit, it's useful to understand the history of WIPO's engagement in the domain name system. So prior to ICANN's formation, there was a white paper put out by the United States government and a call by member states of WIPO to look at the problem of cyber squatting on the internet. So in the early days, you would have this sort of traditional form of cyber squatting would be an unrelated entity registering a dot brand, you know, a McDonald's.com or Nike.com, and basically holding out for ransom that domain name until the brand owner would pay up. So basically, to come up with a solution outside of the courts to address this problem of cyber squatting, WIPO recommended a dispute resolution process, which is commonly known as the UDRP, which allows parties from the world over to file a dispute with an accredited dispute resolution provider to, under a certain set of well-known circumstances, retrieve a domain name from a cyber squatter. So that's going back 10 years ago. And what we have now is, you know, still year on year, short of a slight dip a couple of years ago for the economic slump, we see a fairly steady increase in the number of cases filed with the WIPO Arbitration and Mediation Center to address the cyber squatting that's still going on today. And it's something that, you know, the practices have evolved. So whereas in the past you would have this sort of domain names held out for ransom, now you have different types of pay-per-click, you know, arrangements, or different fraud where the domain name would be used for phishing or other types of fraud. So, you know, we see that the bad guys are not going away. And so I think the fundamental concern is that in a new domain space, which is virtually unlimited, that there are additional rights protection mechanisms for trademark owners to be able to tackle not only the existing types of practices that might be proliferated in new domains, but also new unknown, you know, bad acts that abuse their brands.
What role will WIPO take on now in terms of disputes over these names?
WIPO's engagement within the ICANN process most recently sort of revolved around a proposal in early 2009 for a legal rights objection procedure for brand owners to be able to object to an application where they would feel that application might infringe their brand at the top level. And so that was adopted by ICANN, and WIPO will be the exclusive provider of disputes under this process. We're expecting that the first objections could be filed as early as May of this year, when ICANN announces all of the applications which have been received and are administratively compliant. And there's an objection window for about 7 months, so we're looking to approximately December of this year when all of the objections would be known, and then there's a dispute resolution process where we would appoint an external trademark expert to decide the dispute.